do you hope to get out of this study session here at the Council of Europe?
I'd like to share my own experience and also to learn about other good practices.
What is your analysis of the situation of Roma people in Europe as it is today?
Okay, today we are fighting and a lot of stereotypes, prejudices, corruption in governments and also in organizations and paragovernmental organizations. We have also assimilation process. We are slowly absorbing stereotypes. We are also fighting against a total historical process against us. We have no access to education, to sanitary system, to housing, to employment, and also not all politics are on our side. At least, being so kind, I can say that.
In your view, what are the solutions to the situations that Roma people face across Europe?
I think there's 2 points that it is important to go through. One is official work with governments, making lobby and also working with human rights, education and all that, and also creating structures and general plans for youth Roma people and also for different sectors of Roma communities and diversity. This is important, it's like the official side. But for me, the most important and principal way is to strengthen the voice of Roma people and to raise the voice of Roma people at grassroots level and to raise the real needs and wishes and pain and situations to European level. Not just the picture with the politics and everybody smiling, but real people. That's what we need, real people with real needs and real voices.
What are you doing to mobilize Roma people where you come from about these various issues so that they become agents of change in their own communities?
I'd like to use Roma cultural codes and also Roma microexpressions and also to understand their own life and their own behavior of the community. One of the biggest failures of European structures to deal with Roma people is that they don't respect their own idiosyncrasy of the people. It is important also for me. I just go simply to the youngsters as another Roma youngster and I win their trust, taking coffee, go to their houses, working integrally with the family. It is important for Roma people to work, not dividing sector, not woman, youth, man, old. No, that creates conflicts and make us weak. We must be all together to have one voice. It's just simple. I like to believe in empathy sense, in humanity. Just go to the people and talk to the eyes and say, hey, brother, we need that. What do you think? What do you want to say? Let's go to Europe, let's go to the council, let's go everywhere and let's spread what is our reality.
Do you sense that there is discontent or anger amongst the younger generation of Roma people that you're in contact with?
Yes, totally we are, totally. I cannot talk for all the Roma people for Europe, for different communities there, but in my community, it's not just we are anger. We are angry, we are chided, and we don't believe in institutions or governments or councils, and also we don't trust almost in... If you go, they can say, tell you, yes, we trust, and but if you go to the street to the people, after 700 years, what are you waiting for? 700 years, we were slaves, we were deported, we were murdered, they commit against us a lot of different genocides. There's no kind of recognition. What they expect from us? We cannot say, hey, brother, no. There's this recognition and responsibility. Most of European governments, they even don't recognize Roma genocide during the Second World War.
In saying that, you're here today at the Council of Europe. You're taking part in these sessions, in these workshops. What can the Council of Europe contribute to improve the situation of you and the communities that you're a part of?
In fact, I think they are contributing to improve our situation, and also they are making the steps. One more important thing that they can do is to add more Roma people working and to work with Roma organizations more closely, and also to improve situation of Roma self-organization at grassroots level. This is important, you know, because also if you travel around Europe, last 2 years I have the opportunity to travel all Europe just by accident, you can say. But I have this big opportunity. And after doing it, I discovered that a lot of Roma activists and organizations are not connected to what is happening at grassroots level. And they don't have the same needs of Roma people in the city. So for me, one thing that Council of Europe can contribute is to raise our voice, just to support us and to help us. Not just Roma organizations like Roma Elite, but also Roma people in neighborhood, in poor neighborhood, in the margins of society. This is important, I think.